Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. It's Oracle Friday. Yay! I love, love, love Oracle Friday. Listen, tweet your friends. Let them know we're on the air, that they need to call in and get a free reading. If they've got something that they're working through, a challenge, have them call us here on Oracle Friday at Circles of Prosperity. Our call-in number is 914-338-0590. And our in-house intuitive, drum roll, Dr. Reggie Johnson, otherwise known as Prophet Reggie. And this is just awesome. I love it when you do our readings, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantabulous. I thank you so much for asking.
Well, are you ready?
Always, always. God prepares me for this. It's a good thing.
It really is. I'm going to ask you to, I forgot to talk about Gloria. Gloria Wells is hosting our she moderates our chat room. And so, Gloria, I'm giving you a shout out. I didn't mean to not include you this morning, so please forgive me. So, Dr. Reggie, I'm thinking that what you need to do is go ahead and do our opening prayer.
Okay. As we breathe in the love and the energy of light and power, we thank God for this power. We have mental strength. We have personal power. We are power. We give perfect love and perfect faith. We have faith in faith and trust in trust as we go forth. We know that God is and God will and God will always be the power that regulates the entire universe and the galaxy. We are part of the beautiful energy of the stars, no less than, but in alignment with. We have intuitive power, and we control our lives. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Yes. Wow. Okay, Dr. Reggie. So we have a few people that are in our queue this morning.
Okay.
And if you'd like to have a reading with Dr. Reggie, please press 1 on your telephone keypad so that I know that you have a question. So we'll go to our first caller. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Susie. How are you?
I'm a little tired, but I'm going to get rolling.
I know yes. You will. Bless your heart.
Moving is wearing on my muscles, so...
Oh, I know it is. I know how it can happen. We did it back in August, and I said, oh, God, no more, please. It was just too much.
I know, really.
It's really a pain. But you know what? You learn to get over it, and where we are now, I like it a lot better because the area is beautiful. You know, people are breaking into people's houses and stealing televisions. I couldn't believe in that beautiful area over there where we were. That was happening, but it was.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's good. We got another place, and I love it over here in Duluth. It really is nice. The people are friendly and sweet.
Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question this morning?
Sure. I just want to, see what Dr. Reggie has for me this morning on this lovely Friday.
It is a lovely Friday. It really is. Yeah. One thing I see is that you're doing a great job with your life, engineering yourself. The next thing I see is that The only thing sometimes is that you have to control your emotions. And so what I want you to do is tell yourself each and every day so that you don't become anxious or worried about how God is going to do something. It works with you all the time. Just say, you know, I call upon the cosmic forces and the power which burn within me. I release old guilt. I release old troubles, all which is old and outworn, all which gives pain, all which gives anguish, is leaving me, is consumed by the flame which I have summoned within me. It's no more. And so I call forth the powers of light, love, and laughter to fill my being with radiance. I dance and play in the light of the sun because love comes to me. Divine romance is mine. I am a free and joyous spirit. I believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is. Very good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, you have a blessed day.
You too, baby. Have a good one. Okay, you will.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay, so I have a couple of people in the queue this morning, Dr. Reggie, but they didn't press one, so I think they're just listening in.
Okay.
You know, we have been in your book, studying your book,
mm-hmm.
The Secret Power of Words. And yesterday we left off with a discussion on gratitude. And, you know, I just wanted to, and how to shift out of those, that really, when we are kind of complaining about things all the time, and
right.
how gratitude helps to shift us out of that mode, that when we catch ourselves complaining or miserable, that we immediately need to go into looking at what we can be grateful for.
That's very true.
Yeah, it's such a great little trick, and I was just thinking about that from yesterday. I wanted to share this little story here that you wrote out. You said that Oprah Winfrey blesses millions of people each year. She advocates the use of a gratitude journal and recommends that you purchase a decorative writing journal that expresses your unique style. She suggests that every night before you go to sleep, you should write 5 things in the journal for which you are thankful. And you can write more than 5 if you are really, really thankful. But if you had a day from hell, you should be able to come up with at least 5 things. 5 things. So I just think that's great. You know, here there was one lady that said that the more grateful I am for my blessings, the bigger and greater they get. It has become an upward spiral of events that continues to get better and better.
And it
isn't just about financial things. So I've noticed it in every aspect of my life. So I am sharing with you guys today the secret to changing your life when you think that it's not even possible. If you're miserable and down out, the secret is be grateful. Find the things that you can be grateful. And what does the Bible tell us? It tells us to think on those things that are lovely, right? Those
mm-hmm.
things that are honest. Think on the good things all the time. And that's what being grateful is about, is it not?
It is. And when you do that a lot, it's a strange thing does happen because it sends out signals constantly. Even though there may be pain in your life, your lover may leave or you may get a divorce or there's pain with your children, you have money problems and health problems and all that, you're sending those signals in, for number one, to your human aura
mm-hmm.
and the 7 bodies of your multidimensional self. And that's not good. But when you give gratitude, it heals. It seals a lot of energy around.
Mm-hmm.
It addresses the energy. And when you say, I am so thankful for this, you're giving the energy of not your will be done, but the will of the Father in you to be done. and you give this to the absolute master of your life inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, wherever you go, you'll be surprised how that energy brings forth things that you never knew could be manifested. It gives blessings to the blessings to the blessings.
Yes. Just keeps adding on to it. Let's go to our next caller, okay?
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
This is Woody.
Hey, Woody.
I could tell by the voice.
But you know what I noticed about Woody's voice? He's getting more energy.
You're right. I'm being more every day, being more grateful, just being appreciative of the little things I have.
Yes.
Just thinking positive. So.
Yeah, I could tell it in your voice, because when you used to come on, you go, we could hardly hear you.
Oh, my God, isn't that something?
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of confidence in his voice now. I can tell by the vocal pattern. It's very calm and also very patient.
Mm-hmm.
And very direct, and that's a good sign. It means he's changing, and that's a very good sign.
Yes. Okay, so let's see, what is your question today, Woody?
I'm open to whatever message.
Well, one thing I do feel is a very powerful thing with you right now is cups energy, which means abundance is coming to you, and money, and more things. And your world is filled with love and peace and harmony. That's what you tell yourself every day. My world is filled with love and peace and harmony. It fills my being. It goes through me. My relationships are a mirror. All of my relationships are a mirror of my inner harmony. That's what it is. I forgive my father, my mother, my past, and I build a bridge to the future. My mom and my dad, whoever, respond to me, and I am willing to forgive myself. And all is clear, and all is well. And now that all is clear, the gates of heaven open for me to receive. I am willing to receive, not reject my gifts. I thank God for the reception, because I give and receive. I give and receive love perfectly. In my world, all is well, starting here, starting now. And so it is.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Reggie, you're just pouring out these blessings this morning.
Woody is a good spirit. He's a very good spirit. I know people owe him things that favors for people in the past, and some of them were never returned and all that nonsense, and relationships are crazy and jumbled, but God gives him the power to be a better man and a greater person. No matter what happens, he is loved by God and embraced by God. So that's the end of it.
And you know, sometimes when you have all of these crazy things going on, where people owe you money or people made promises to you and they didn't follow up and follow through, it is so easy to become angry and to have that smoldering resentment. And believe it or not, Woody, when that occurs, you are really blocking your blessings. So this prayer that Dr. Reggie has given you, please go back and listen to it. I don't know if those things are going on with you or not, but if he is giving you that prayer, moving you into having the love in your heart and to have you soften those things, and it may not seem like those resentments are really huge, but if you think back on it, you go, yeah, you know, I kind of do have that. That prayer that he has given you and has poured over you will bless you and soften your heart and open the way for blessings to flow through you. So I hope you will go back to our archives and listen to it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Blessings
to you, too. Wow, you know, Dr. Reggie, in your book, because I love this book because it's all about words and thoughts. But people don't seem to understand that words and thoughts have vibration, and the vibration travels to the out in the universe, and the universe is just waiting to get that frequency so that the universe can support you. But guess what? There are hindrances, and it's our fault. And you have this whole little section on the hindrances to manifesting what you want. And I love this quote you have, "The worst sorrows in life are not in its losses and misfortunes, but its fears." Wow. What are we fearing? Because those fears are blocking that which we really desire. Let's go to our next caller, and then I'll give you a little bit more about how to remove those blockages that are keeping you from what you really desire. Good morning. You're on the air. Area code 615.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where is 615 located?
Tennessee,
Tennessee,
Nashville.
Wow. Isn't that great?
We're in Country Music USA. You know, I want to mention first, you know, what you said about words being so important. It is so true. For so many years, I have had so much negativity in my life. And I've tried really hard over the past couple of years to put more positive thoughts and more positive words in my life. And it has made such a difference.
Amen.
Things have just totally turned around for me, and I feel so blessed because of it.
That's wonderful.
Wow, that's great.
What's your name?
My name is Lillian.
Hey, Lillian. I love that name.
Thank
Lillian.
You.
Lillian. Okay. Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Yes, I do. I own my own business. I've been doing it about 5 or 6 years. You know, I'm not completely happy with it. You know, there are other things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, right now I'm going through a lot of changes, and I want to know if I should really try to put my soul and heart in the business that I'm doing to make it get better, because things aren't doing too well, you know, with the economy and everything. Or
right.
If I should focus my energy on something else.
Well, right now, I think you should stay in the business. Number one, I'm going to tell you why. Something pulls at you to create this business. And there's
yeah.
a need somewhere. It wouldn't do that to you if it wasn't there, wasn't a need. Not just
right.
for the money, but when you focus on how you're helping people more than the money, then the money shows up, and it doesn't stop. It continues to grow. Even if you want to close the business, you can't. You can tell it was meant to be. So it's about really helping the individuals or helping the community or helping the families or helping animals or whatever it is. But once that impetus is there to help, then you say, you know what, I'm going to call upon the strength that's within me. I call upon the powers that are within me and around me, and I here commit myself to molding and shaping this business and achieving my ideal energy and ideal form. And I visualize my ideal physical package and image and the business, and this business is blessed. Nothing can harm this business. It is blessed by God Almighty. It is created out of my creation. It's almost like magic flowing through me. And beauty. And everything I touch is the Midas touch. It turns to gold because that's all there is. God is not broke, and God in me is not broke. And I am fueled by the power of eternal life on my business, and this is my kingdom. And the power of magnetism and imagination flow through my body and bring me what I want. In terms of my own beauty and my health and fitness, I am irresistible, and so is my business. And I provide love and health and strength and improve the quality of life for others as myself. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
Yes.
And so it is.
Amen.
So, Lillian, what kind of business do you have?
Well, I own a bodyguard business, and what I do is my main purpose is to try to help veterans when they come back home to help find them jobs.
Oh.
And, you know, having jobs, working as bodyguards, I mean, that's what they do best, right? They go over there, they learn how to protect people,
and then
you know
what you have to do?
Be able to come home and do that.
I'm going to tell you what you do to bring more business to you. You light a white candle, it may sound crazy, and you're going to call on the angel Michael, who is the angel of protection, who protects
yes.
veterans and police officers.
Yes.
He's the angel that protects police officers and veterans. He's St. Michael. And so you call on the energy of him and say, you know what, I hereby summon Michael to be in my business and protect my business and the people who walk in the business and protect others. And that's what you're doing. Amen. That's what you're doing. It's a powerful energy.
You know, when you started talking to us, Lillian, one of the things that you said is, well, you know, you said that your business wasn't doing well, you know, because of the economy and everything.
Right.
And we have been focused here the past 2 or 3 weeks on the power of our words. So how often have you had that thought, and how often have you shared that with all of your friends? Anyone?
That my business is not doing well?
Uh-huh.
Quite often.
Quite often.
I can't do that. Stop that immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I pray for better things.
But you're praying with a doubtful
things,
heart.
But
you're praying with a doubtful heart.
Right.
And so that fear is more gripping than the desire for the building, for your business to be booming.
You're absolutely right.
You know, and it's so that's what's manifesting. You understand that I say whatever you focus on is what will manifest.
It expands. And so all your speech from now on, Lillian, all your speech will only declare from your tongue into the universe energy and power, and you direct all this energy to your new venture, and all is ready as I prepare myself to actualize my dreams and my plans and my ideals. I preserve all good friendships, and I stop anything dealing with hardships. I carry them through. I am busy. I enjoy being busy, and I work hard, and I make it. End of story. Success and prosperity are mine, and so it is.
Wow. You've got your homework assignments.
I sure do, and thank you so much. And I will do that. You know, I love to light candles and say prayers.
Yes.
And I do call upon my archangels. But, you know, sometimes you take that for granted. And I've never done that for my business. I've done that for my personal life to make things better there. But I haven't done it for other aspects of my life. And I need to start doing that.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And watch thoughts. Write down, when you hang up the phone here today, go and start writing down exactly how you see your business flowing and all of the people that you want to help. I mean, this had to be this desire for this business. Dr. Reggie hit it on the nail to help the veterans. You link that all together. You're helping them to transition into civilian life and to have a job and employment. So you are a blessing to them and to the people that need bodyguards. And, of course, your business, you're in Tennessee, but your business is reaching out to where? New York, California.
Well, yeah, I have people all over the U.S. that I market for work.
Mm-hmm. So that's just amazing. So we are standing with you for the success of your business, but you are the one. Listen, you are the only one that can turn it around, and it begins
right.
with what you think and what you say.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
You have a very blessed day. I see good things
time.
For you. Okay.
Thank you. Call us and let us know. Keep us updated, okay?
I sure will. I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, I just love that when people are in business. I know that they may feel that they're having challenges, but it's just an opportunity to grow. And for me, I say, oh, wow, this is such an opportunity to see how the universe will support you, equally meaning, it, you know, God or source, whatever you call it, because the name doesn't matter. But it is there to support you, and you're the one with the power to turn it around. But we think we got to strive and struggle, and all it is just changing our thoughts and seeing the success and believing in the success and believing in the abundance. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
That's very true.
Mm. Okay, so let's go to our next caller. I know this person has called us before.
Okay.
Ellen.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Baby. Where have you been?
Busy. And I'm in New York, so, like, I'm delaying going out in this commute. It's kind of hard to get to work these days.
Oh. Yeah, I saw the news. Of course it is.
Pictures that we're seeing coming out of New York, oh, my God. It just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I am lucky. I am very fortunate I didn't lose any power, heat, anything.
Wow.
Like just a couple of blocks away did. So I'm very fortunate.
Yes.
So what's on your mind, Cookie?
Well, I would just like a message from Spirit.
And the very powerful message. Number one, you draw strength and draw power in yourself. You've done a great job with everything that you had to deal with. You overcome a lot of struggles in your life, especially when it comes to the money and the romance and all that stuff. And now you're in peace and power. And success is yours and coming to you. Your field of endeavor, your business, whatever you've done will grow and thrive. And whatever you come, money comes in. Money flows through your hands, but it's going to come in greater and greater amounts, better than it's ever been in the past. And the forces of love are coming to, drawing to you always. No matter what you've been through in the past, they're now coming forth, and your prayers are being answered.
I think that's wonderful. And actually, Dr. Reggie, I think you really tapped into something. Things are starting to come together for me. They really are, and I'm so grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. I see two little people. Do you have two kids somewhere?
No, I don't.
But I'm feeling two other people are coming to help you, two younger people that are coming to help you.
That's nice.
And I don't know what that's about. It feels like they're not attachment. It could be some non-physical energy that are helping you, maybe angels. I see energy all the time. You know?
Wonderful.
Especially protecting your home. I don't know why I see angels around your house like a statue or something crazy. I feel that for some reason. I don't know why. It's a good sign, a good symbol.
That I agree with. I can't figure out why, but I'm glad the angel is here.
Yeah. Me too.
Do you have any little four-legged friends?
Yes.
What, do you have cats or dogs?
Cats.
Oh, how many?
Well, I have one of my own. This is kind of a strange situation. Please don't think I'm a crazy cat lady. I have one of my own. I keep emphasizing that. But I have three foster cats. And then I'm also sitting for an additional three cats. The owner is away in the hospital. So I have seven cats in a small apartment right now.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, you have a lot of loving energy around you, Ellen.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
love it.
But you know what I like about cats? Dogs can see into the next dimension. Cats can walk in there and come back.
Really?
Yes. Cats walk in the next dimension and come back.
Well, I wish they could talk to me then.
Yeah, it's a really amazing thing. Cats have a lot of power. That's why people into strange things always use cats as a symbol. And the energy in the Egypt, Bast, the cat goddess.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw Catwoman, the cat woman, the energy of Bast came through and came over her. She had a very powerful energy in connection with cats. So they're very powerful animals. They really are.
Now, I'm wondering why you asked about my four-legged friends.
I don't know, because Dr. Reggie was saying that he felt this youthful energy around you. And the minute that he said that, I didn't think of... He was equating it to kids, but I immediately saw animals. I thought it was either dogs or cats.
Well, actually, I also have two pets I was very close with who passed over. I had a dog who passed away about 15 years ago, and I had a cat pass away a couple of months ago. So maybe when Dr. Reggie identified two, I wonder whether he's talking about those two.
It could be those two energies. That they seem like children to you, because you know what? Cats and dogs have their own personality, and they are like children.
Yes.
And they provide unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And so their spirits are probably watching over you.
I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are.
Wow. All righty, Ellen. Well, it was so good to have you join us again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And again, thank you so much for the wonderful reading.
Oh, you're welcome.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Area code 443. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Is this Cody? Hello, can you hear me? 6259, you said hello, so I know you're there. What happened? You can't hear us? Oh, the call dropped.
Oh, my goodness. I hope he's okay wherever he is.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to let everybody know, if you have a question for Dr. Reggie, please call 914-338-0590. We would love to hear from you this morning. I have a queue filled with people. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning, if you'd like to have a reading this morning. This is Oracle Friday, the day that we do readings. I'm going to try this number again. Are you there? 6259?
Hmm.
I don't know what's happened here.
It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I can hear them say hello.
I did too, and it sounds like Cody.
It did. Well, anyway, I promised everyone that I would tell you the secret to identify if you have a hindrance that's manifesting what you want. And we briefly touched on this. Fear and doubt. Those are the two most tremendous barriers to manifestation. And I encourage you to challenge your present beliefs. Do you believe that the universe is stingy or that God doesn't want you to be successful? Do you feel unworthy of abundance? Do you live in a mindset of lack and not having enough to go around? These beliefs will hinder you from manifesting and attracting what you want. You know, what really annoys me right now is how we run around and talk about, oh, the economy is bad. The reason this economy is so bad is because everybody keeps saying it is so bad. We have issued forth this declaration into the universe, and it's not just one or two people saying it. There's a whole country. As a matter of fact, there's a whole world gripped in fear of the economy. Oh, it's bad. Oh, America's going to be another Greece.
And that's a prayer.
It is. Snap out of it.
That's a major prayer.
Snap out of it. Declare our abundance and our prosperity. Declare our greatness. You guys have got to start talking up America. Don't jump into this mess. That's how they control you. They control you with your fear and your doubt. They just plant a little seed, and then they watch you just take hold of it and help make it grow. But that's not what's happening. The money never disappeared, did it? I mean, even if money is real, it didn't go anywhere. And here's a secret to let you know it didn't go anywhere. How many times have you heard on the news where they say, oh, corporations made record profits in this so-called bad economy? Look at the stock market. In this so-called bad economy, you have all this evidence of prosperity. Even if it is with the so-called 1%, there's prosperity. Do you think the 1% are walking around thinking, oh, this is bad, oh, the economy's bad? I don't think so. They're saying, let me see how I can make more money. But here the mass consciousness in America, it's like, oh, the economy's bad. I better save my money. I'm not against saving. I can't make any money. Stop whining and declare your prosperity. Because, listen, the economy, so-called economy, will go up and down, but the one thing that is constant is God, is the universe, are the laws of the universe. And if you declare a thing, it will happen. But you have to believe it. Release that fear and that doubt. You got to let it go. Don't let doubt or fear stop you. Focus on the wonderful, the powerful being you really are. That's the secret. You guys don't realize that you are the creative force. And that your magic wand is your words, or are your words and your thoughts. That is your magic wand. You speak it, you create it. You say abracadabra, as I speak it, I create it. That's what abracadabra means. As I speak it, I create it. And believe in the power of your word. Dr. Reggie says, that's how you manifest what you say. So look at your life. Look at the results of your life. And then look at your thoughts. And look at your fears and your doubts. And how much you have invested and being miserable, being lonely, and professed it, and declared it, and complained about it. Stop it. You cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. You cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. So listen, if you want a reading this morning, give us a call, 914-338-0590. Believe in yourself to be good and whole and realizing your ability to co-create are a very important factor that will affect all areas of your life. So we'll give you a few little exercises later on in the show on how you can begin to shift your life and move into the abundance and the prosperity that is truly your gift from God. Wow, Dr. Reggie.
Yes. I'm here.
I'm telling you. That's why we're called Circles of Prosperity, because these are the secrets.
They are, and they're powerful secrets for manifesting. You know, there are different laws in the universe for manifesting. We do it by default when we think about nothing, that's what you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're learning to have awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you are the soul, and you are responsible for your personality. And if you learn to do this in yourself, knowing directly what you want and thanking God for it already, then it's not an illusion. It's real. It affects substance in the universe, and substance shapes it and forms it and makes it a concrete reality and puts it in your path, because that's your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it by not laying all the energy on it. This is what I want to say over and over again. It's coming. We're going to be coming for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't understand the future or the past. You make your choice for the now. And when you do that, it manifests now.
Wow.
Let it go. When you say it, I release it. I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And with that request to God, I surrender to the power of God. I let God's hands shape this energy to make me a happy, holy person, which I am. And let it come forth on the platform of my reality, and it shall be.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, in your book, The Secret Power of Words, you talk about the law of projection and how we need to hold a vision in our mind of that which we want. Your creative playground is the mind, is it not, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, it is, because, you know, projection, Jesus did it all the time. Your subconscious mind is very powerful, and it records everything that you do and everything that you think and everything that you say, and it does not forget.
Mm.
You have one mind, but there are three levels of the mind. You have the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious mind. Jesus was the example for man to live in the superconscious mind. You are always on, always into the energy. Your intuitive self, this power you have, is always turned on like a light. You know?
Mm.
And And it's a time for a change in your life. You know, you said the time has come for me to move into something newer, something greater, something better. And I trust this and let it go.
Mm.
And you will be a changed person. I love when she said that you have my positive energy. I'm thinking positive because the law of the universe is every positive thought will neutralize and or destroy every negative one. So stay in the meditation power and the visualization of love and light for yourself. It will bring only peace.
Amen. Well, you know, you give this little exercise here.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how you say it. You say, I'm introducing you to a meditation that will teach you how to create with the breath of life and your divine essence.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk, we'll talk about a little later about your divine essence because I came across a description of it and it just touched my heart and I want to share it with our audience today. But anyway, first thing you say is to go within and connect with your heart and your soul center. So your heart, we all know our heart is in our chest, right? But our, so that's one of our energy centers, our chakra centers is our heart. And our soul center is down in our solar plexus, okay, down in your little belly. Or in my instance, my big belly. So anyway, it's down in your belly. And then you say, and you take the time to feel the divine essence expanding throughout your body. You want to feel that heart chakra, that heart just open up and filled with love. And then you feel it all down in your, in the divine essence of you. And it's flowing through your entire body. And then you want to use all of your senses to experience your divine essence. So it's your feeling nature, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, and what you feel. All of that, you want to have your divine essence flowing through all of that. And then you want to begin to visualize what it is that you want to manifest. Just in that, when you close your eyes, there's a movie projector that's flowing in front of your eyes, and you want to see what you desire. So see your business with people coming through the door and your phone ringing off the hook, and you've got emails to respond to, and your business is just so busy and so much is going on that you are hiring extra people. And you see, you're talking to your clients and your customers, and they just love you. And they're loving what you're doing and then saying, oh, please, I need more help, and can you do such and such for me? And they're just filling you with orders. Whatever it is, you just see that whole picture playing out. And once that becomes so real to you, you want to put that visualization experience in front of you as if it were a large bowl, and then you want to pick it up and you want to drink it. I love that. This thing is so real, you're just swallowing it. It's filling your thirst. Your thirst for prosperity. Your thirst for serving humanity. Your thirst for being good at what you really do, what you do. And then you want to breathe out to the universe.
And that worked because, you know, it's a new study. People call it what they want to, but as a part of a scientific community and spiritual community branching together, they're ever coming so closely. It's called psychoepistemology, and that's a very powerful energy. And you're dealing with spirituality and the epistle part, the spiritual part of theology and religion and all this is coming together, no matter what religion you are. And science has proven that psychoepistemology does work. So breath energy and going, get still, getting still, and listening to the voice within. That's your God self, your higher self. We'll give you vision and we'll give you words and we'll tell you what to do next. Mm-hmm. And you're learning to trust that. And when Cynthia mentioned the solar plexus, 3 inches above the navel, that's a power center. And your heart in the middle of your chest is a chakra too. And chakra means spinning wheel. These wheels spin. Some of us can see them. Some of us don't want to see them. But it's a very powerful energy making up who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And touching and prayer always has power and energy within itself. You're using the laws of projection, like Jesus did, projecting yourself into the future or into another part of the world, another part of another planet if you want to. But it's real. It's very real. You're shifting consciousness, and consciousness is eternal, it's unformed, and never dies. So be careful what you say, and be careful what you think and what you do. Those are very important.
Mm. So once you breathe out into the universe and you take that breath out into the universe, your next step is to do what? Is to speak it aloud to the universe.
Yes.
So you've gathered this energy internally from your divine essence. It's like a whirlwind inside of you when you let that breath out. And then the words follow. You speak what you desire to the universe. And then what do? You close this beautiful ritual by thanking the universe that you already have that which you have asked for.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that exercise. I really do, Dr. Reggie.
Look, I do too, because you tell yourself when you do that, you can summon what you want at that point.
Mm-hmm.
With the breath, and you sing out loud. For example, you may say, I summon the powers of resilience and renewal. I summon the powers from within and the powers from without. I summon the power to help me to face the world as it is and to be who I am, knowing I can change everything, make my own happiness all the time, in spite of what is happening in the world, in spite of a new or difficult situation. There is peace. There is healing. There is new understanding, and so it is. You are calling forth that which is not as though it is. That's called faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling something you want to happen, and then you let it go and surrender it to God. It's his responsibility. He's the CEO. You're just a junior partner. And let it go. You told the CEO what to do, the chief operating officer what to do. Let it go. You can't do all roles. Let your role be to have the petition to let it go, and then let God do the rest.
We have the easy part, because all we have to do is figure out what it is that we want.
That's right.
That's where we get hung up.
Because
pretty much where we get discouraged, because we may want something, but then we get all caught up in the how we're going to make it happen. And we wear ourselves out with the how.
Needlessly, because God figures out the how.
Now I need to do this. I need to do that. Okay, what if I do this? What if I do that? Don't worry about the how. Just focus on what it is that you want, because the how will take care of itself, believe it or not. It will. If there's something that you must do, wait, because it'll be a glaring sign for you. Oh, now you need to move this way. But don't try to figure it out. Don't ask for something and then try to figure out how you're going to get it. You're playing both roles. That's what Dr. Reggie's saying. You are the junior partner. The universe is the senior partner. Allow the universe to do what it does best.
Mm-hmm.
Work for you. Support you. And you get all caught up into it. I'm telling you, people crack me up. Listen, if you put these principles into action in your life, can you imagine all of the possibilities? If you could create the life that you really want, here's the question I have for you. What would that life be like? And I'll be honest with you, and everybody that follows me on Circles of Prosperity, you know this is true. I tell you guys, when I first discovered, you're telling me I could have a life I really want? When I wanted to try to figure out what it was that I wanted, I recognized I don't really know what I want. I said, I was like a kid in a toy store. Oh, you can have anything in this toy store. Okay, I'm running to get a doll. No, I don't want a doll. Oh, I'm running to get a Monopoly game. No. You're trying to figure out the best possible toy. That's how I was. I was like, oh, my God, I want the best possible life.
You know what I noticed, Cynthia? When we had Adele Wang,
Mm-hmm.
That was a very powerful show. We had 16,000 people had downloads and listened.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because it dealt with one subject that's very tender and very emotional, and that's money.
Money, money, money.
And when you talk about money, you can simply say to the universe, when you say the law of projection, mm-hmm. I call for money, and money comes to me. Channels of money and abundance are open to me, and money comes to me from many sources. Money is good for me, and I do good things with my money. And my money increases, and I thank the living universe for the good it sends to me, and so it is. And you let it go into the energy of the universe with your words and your thoughts, which are projections of your energetic signature as an individual being. God knows it. That signal travels into the universe and comes back with the money for you. Why kill yourself?
It's so true. Listen, Dr. Reggie and I both can tell you, the money will show up. If you need money, just say, okay, I know that this is coming. I don't even ask anymore. I just say, I know that the need will be fulfilled. I'm not even worrying about it. And it is so amazing how the money shows up, and it's the exact dollar amount. Isn't it right, Dr. Reggie?
It's very true. And now we're learning to not only accept the exact dollar amount, but thank God for the surplus.
Yes.
To do other things with.
That's what we are practicing now. Oh, we thank you so much for meeting all of our needs and providing surplus.
Yes, because you have more to work with.
More to work with. Well, we have a caller. Oh, I just lost them. Press one.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. I was waiting till we finished. I thought, press one on your telephone keypad if you have a question for Dr. Reggie. You'd like to have a reading this morning. I didn't mean to lose you. Come
I wonder
back.
How you did that.
Right in my mouth.
Oh, God. See?
This is Oracle Friday, and you can call in for a reading at 914-338-0590. And I promise I'll pick up the phone, so please call back. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Jean?
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reggie.
Jeannie. Hi.
Hi.
I dream of Jeannie. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
That's good.
Hi, I'm calling Dr. Reggie. Mm-hmm. Working on an idea, and I think we got it, on how to do a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
For Circles of Prosperity.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Wow. You know,
it's amazing. That's great. People in churches do fundraisers and people with military outfits and everything. I think the best thing is when you guys have natural talent, baking cookies, cakes, and pies, and people love that good stuff. It smells good. It tastes good. It draws people in. Those are good things. And I think so many things are around you to do that. You know, people love that. That's a great idea to package it really pretty, and people will purchase them.
Okay.
That's a good thing. You're doing that. It will not just raise that money, but people want to donate, too, to help. So it's a very good thing. Let them know in the packaging or on the label or wherever you do it that this will improve the quality of life for other people, too. We're raising it for our ministry. Our ministry is Circles of Prosperity or Infinite Journey. And let people know that. And this little signature goes out to help people do that. And every little blue ribbon, every little pink ribbon, whatever you want to do to help people. And then donate part of that for cancer research or whatever you're doing. It will help always. It helps a lot of people. God gives you good ideas all the time.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, because the reason why I want to do that fundraiser because, you know, I think it's great when people can invest in what they listen to and what's helping them. And,
yes, it does.
Yes. It's got to be great.
This is good because, you know, you're calling forth the powers of good fortune. And you draw these powers from the stars and help everybody to bring them into prosperity. And
yes.
The energy of love. And it's not just luck. It's more than that. It's power and energy. And you know how to do it. You do. Right. And God is in you and with you and works with you powerfully all the time.
Right. Thank you.
He knows your next breath, your next thought, and your next heartbeat, which he authors.
Yes.
So it's good for you to know everything is going to work in divine order. It does.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
sometimes
God.
Gotta, just, yes, ma'am. You've got to let go and let God, you know, like we always say. Yes. It's a beautiful idea. Your motivation to help raise money for that is a very powerful thing. And it generates, you know, an activation for motivating you and enthusiasm and focus. So I'm glad you're doing that. And God bless you.
Wow. I thank you so much, Gene. Okay, so it's a slow morning this morning. What's going on? Maybe it's the hurricane, huh? I mean, the Sandy.
oh, my goodness, the hurricane in the brain, huh?
I'm telling you. Listen, we have plenty of room in our queue this morning if you want to call in.
I want to do, make sure, too, Cynthia, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, a lot of people who live in this part of the world may have people who live in Florida and Ohio, places that were affected by the hurricane, and that's where their focus is, helping those people. So we send them our love and our prayers as well.
Mm.
And see all their family members alive and doing well. Even though they may lose property, they didn't lose their life to build more property. So we thank
God
for that.
Amen. You know, I know a lot of times we wonder why these things happen, huh? We're really curious about why they happen. I want to give out our number again, 914-338-0590. You can call in and press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're already online and you have a question for Dr. Reggie, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I see Brenda in the chat room this morning. And Brenda is all about names. I've been trying to get her on the show. Brenda, when are you going to come on the show? Please type me a message here.
Mm-hmm.
She's just amazing. With the okay. Here we have a caller. Good morning.
Are you talking to me, darling?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
God is good.
Yes.
Forget not his benefits and his blessings.
Amen.
Come on, babies. Hang in there. You got Brenda Bradshaw in the queue.
Oh, Brenda. I've been trying to get you on the show. What's going on?
Oh, they're asking, you shall receive, my sister.
That's right.
I'm down here in Florida. God didn't come near our coast, honey. That was New Jersey and on up the way, and I did have a lot of people up in that area, and I was on the radio, and we were speaking in tongues and praying, and we attacked Sandy from all angles.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, we did the tongues and the languages and the prayers and the praising, and I did it with a girl from New Jersey that I didn't even know.
Wow.
God put us together, and we just went at it.
That's right.
We did it for an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So you talk about old Sandy with her fury. I tell you, God had a handle on that one.
Very, very true. And people try to say that God did this, but you know what? I don't think hurricanes have an agenda. They just are. And I really believe in this global warming problem, because people don't understand, but science proves that it's true.
Which we humans did, okay?
Right, exactly.
We've been messing with Mother Earth too long. She's mad at us.
Yes, that's true.
We
you
have
gotta
been.
Stop tangling with that one, I tell you.
That's true.
So
those are obstacles.
Wow, it's so good to hear your voice.
That's
oh my
right.
goodness.
Well,
I love.
Yes, go ahead. You love what?
I just love your voice. I love your energy.
Honey, I am.
In the story. That's right. That's right.
That's all I am, okay?
That's true.
I came out of the darkness of the occult, and I've been sprung out on Blog Talk, and I'm attacking the occult.
That's it.
I love it. I am.
I got a feeling in my spirit. September the 8th, and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, you ever heard of Blog Talk Radio? I said, no. And a good friend of mine, a mother sister, I call her mother sister, she's in California, and she, I connected with her, and she said, Brenda, get out there. And she did a confirmation for me, and I came on out, and God said, I said, well, what am I supposed to do, Father God? I said, I'm not into all that other kind of jazz that's going on with talking to these dead people who don't know a daggone thing. Raising up the dead, leave them alone. That's what you put rest in peace on the tomb for. What are you doing shaking their chains? I tell you.
Oh my God, come on in here.
I tell you, I'll tangle with you. You ain't got a thing that I don't know, Dad.
That's true. If you, people are confident with themselves like that, when they know that they know, that's necessary.
I don't need no familiar spirits. I don't need no Ouija board or cards or anything. You've got the Spirit of God in you. He's got it all under.
Amen. It's so true. That's what, you know, that Spirit of God that is within you, we don't understand it. It's inside of us. We think that it's, that energy is outside of us, but it's inside of us.
We're reaching out for nothing, and we're pulling back nothing. This morning, God spoke to me in a dream. I woke up in my dream, and I started writing on my Facebook, says, get rid of the cobwebs. Ah, you've been playing with cobwebs too long. Your brain is full of darkness, and I'm going to uncover those secrets of darkness, and I'm going to bring them out of the darkness and put them back in the light. That's what we need to do.
That's right. That's
right.
These
people are walking in that darkness, and they're getting what you call a half-truth.
Mm-hmm.
A half-truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the half-truth will get you confused. What it does is it gets you to the point. And, Reggie, you know what I'm talking about, a half-truth, right?
I do, because if people don't understand, when you're in the full truth, you're in the full lightness. And everything is open.
Right.
The half-truth only gives you half of the reality.
And what happens to the spirit when somebody gives you a half-truth?
Oh, my God, they suffer, because I'm going to tell you something. It's up to you at that point not to listen to all of it.
Uh-huh.
If it's a half-truth, you can't be involved. If you get involved with that, you're on a road that's crooked and to destruction.
Uh-huh.
But you want to get the whole truth, the light of energy. I tell people when they talk about Jesus Christ, you have to follow that pattern.
Right.
You've got a very clear signal to follow the pattern. And when you do, you are open and receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Even your psychic powers or your centers are quickened and alivened. You have to open your eyes and your ears, and all impressions and all intuitions that are opening to you come from God, that you spread the veil of the being.
Yeah.
You look beyond, and you open the windows where and when, and you see beyond. God is with you at all times.
Wow.
There's no place that you are that God is not. And if those powers of darkness try to prevail, you have light. And what does light do? It banishes or destroys the darkness. You have nothing to fear.
Well, I got a hallelujah for you.
Okay. Exactly.
Reggie, I knew you've spoke on this before because the Spirit told me that you did, and
yes,
and that's why I knew that you had the word for the people. And the thing about it is, they are seekers. We are, as humans, we are seekers.
Yes.
And we seek the truth. Now, when you go about seeking, you got to be careful where you're seeking.
That's true.
Now, the problem is that they don't have discernment. They don't have it.
Some people don't. That's from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and that's right. And then we're going right back now to your pattern we're talking about. In order to have discernment, you got to have the right spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit only comes from the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because you
can
have spirit, but it's not holy.
That's right.
And
exactly.
God talked to me this morning about sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
He brought that word. I didn't even know how to spell it, okay? But thank God Google's there, okay? So I put in all kinds of spellings. And I came up and I figured out how to spell it. Now I know what it means.
Right.
So it's spelt S-A-N-C-T-I-F-Y, sanctify, sanctify. And I went, what? I ain't never seen that spelling before.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in there, and it came up and said, set apart and make holy, sanctify.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I knew you knew that already, right?
Absolutely.
But
we talked about being sanctified
in church. I'm just getting on to that path.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had kind of like a shaking and an awakening kind of situation come up here, because when I hit Blog Talk, I had to make a decision, Ms. Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had to say, are you going to fall in with the click and get your numbers up and talk to the dead and do all that stuff, or are you going to go back to your true spirit, which is inside you?
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I said, okay, Brenda, You got to do what's right and what's true in your heart. And I
That's
did a
right.
lot of praying before I came back. Oh, yeah, honey. Because I'm telling you, I've been in the darkness. I've seen it.
Mm.
And I lived it. And I've been on radios now for over 30 years.
Mm.
And I have played the psychic game. And I played the medium. And I played all the cards. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back this time, I came back in a different spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit was not happy with playing that other game. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I was getting ready to go to the doctor. I think I listened to Dr. Reggie a couple hundred times before I found out what doctor to go to. Doctor, Mr. MD.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we definitely have Oracle Friday here, and we call these readings, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we really try to teach people that there's a divine essence in them, that God energy is in them, and the answers are within them.
Well, maybe we ought to call it something else besides reading so we can set ourselves apart and become sanctified.
Well,
but you know what? I think that people understand that when you give them these dictations and let them know,
uh-huh.
I'm telling them this because I want them to be the best person they can be and take the control of the circumstances which affect, you know, and which are part of their own life. And they learn to shape the energy of their life, that they get good results, and master all things because God is the only power there is.
That's right.
Well, God is the power.
Our minds are the ones
that
call up all this evil and all this darkness. And so God says, okay, that's what you want to do? Okay. You're not looking within yourself to find the security and the knowledge. Okay, I give you directions to go the other place. And this darkness is in their own consciousness. There's only one truth and one light, and that is God. And all the stresses they bring up, all the negative energy, they brought on themselves, not God within them. And all they have to do is say, you know, I'm relaxed and serene, and I'm at peace with myself. And I forgive myself of my errors
and
all other people, and God will come through. The
living
universe will come through, and I know God is. I don't care about these dark spirits because I love God so much they will vanish. And people do talk to dead people, because some of those people are lost souls, and some of them are lost on this planet. And they are left, and they become earthbound because they don't know God.
Right,
and they're still holding on to my money, my sex, my power, my lover, my house, my job. They're holding on to that stuff even though they're out of their body for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they take some people with skills, special skills, to send those people into the light of God. Go home. They get communication from the people who are mediums. That's why they're called mediums. They're a medium between this world and the next. But they have to be careful not to tap into astral entities who are dark forces. If they do, then they're in deep trouble. And you will be going to the hospital. And the doctor,
everywhere.
Mr. MD, can't help you then. only doctor there is Jesus. So I understand the power. I do.
I dealt with it. But God gave me a really good word, and I've been spreading it because when he gives me something, I give it out to everybody. It's called spiritual immunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that word before?
You know what? That means you are immune against all the negative spiritual infiltrations that happen in the universe.
Exactly.
Astral entities, dark forces, black magic slugs, people, dark witches, all those things are very crazy.
Watch
out.
And
so you are immune from it. When you're sanctified, you are set apart. You are immune from those negative spirits.
That's right. And that's what happened to me. And the thing about it was that I realized that my physical body had an immune system, but my
yes.
spiritual body did not have a defense against it.
Wow.
And the only way that I could build a defense was to take from the living waters and the word of God.
That's right.
And when I did that, I built an immunity against that which was trying to get me to the other side.
Wow.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, when you're on the other side and you've lost your spiritual immunity, the attacks will come on everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you will ask questions to God. Why is this happening to me?
Right.
And God will not give you the answer because you're not tapping in to what's going after you.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why it's good. That's why it's good.
There you go, Dr.
That's why, right now, Brenda, that's why it's good that we have a physical body.
Right.
And in this physical body, we have to learn that there's also an etheric body. That's what people saw when Jesus so-called died and was resurrected. They saw the etheric body, and he said, don't touch me. Then there's the astral body. Then there's the mental body. Mm-hmm. Then there's the soul or the causal body. Then there's the buddhic body. We have so many dimensions of ourselves.
Right. Right.
And so we keep seeing ourselves over and over again. It's like in a mirror. You see down the hall and it's constantly you. But while we're in the physical body, when we came from these other places, the solar angels and the solar body and the buddhic body and the higher self, we're to thank God and be only about God right now. So that we engineer, even after our death, our soul is engineered in the consciousness of God, eternal consciousness, and so it will be.
Wow. I love that. I can eat that up all day. Well, I tell you, I'm just taking it in. I want it. I want it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I will
You're an
take
angel
that.
For us. Thank you so much.
I will take it, take it, take it. I'm going to swallow
Amen.
It. I'm going to get it down in there.
That's right. I know you
it.
Will.
Oh, I'm going to claim it, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Yeshua Messiah. Oh, my God.
That's right. Amen.
I got it going on now.
Okay.
Dr. Reggie got me.
Very
did he
good.
Get,
bless
did
you.
Did he get anybody else in the chat room? Because he sure got me.
Oh, my goodness.
Tune in the chat room. Did y'all get some of that?
Oh, my God.
That was the best of the table. And he said he set before us a table. And he
yes.
could set our enemies at that table. And
That's
as
right.
we sat there, we could eat with our but yet we were protected. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
Gosh.
Amen.
You done
Thank
got
you.
It, honey. You done touched it. Oh.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much, Brenda. You're an angel for us. You really are.
I'm only I am. I
That's
am
right.
what I am.
And you
I
know
can't
what that
no
means?
More.
That's right, because that means when you say I am,
yes, ma'am,
the
Sanskrit, yes, sir.
The Sanskrit word for I am is God in me is.
Praise God, praise God.
Whenever
he done sanctified me. He done sanctified. And the sanctification of a soul
yes.
is the highest.
Yes, it is.
That you can be and become. And I think that as God made that turn in me, because I have been born again when I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I turned from it. God didn't leave me. I turned from God.
That's right.
And went to that rebellion and went to that world. And I took from those other things. And
mm-hmm.
I gave the half-truths. And
right.
I asked God for that forgiveness today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
And you got it.
And I got it. And
That's
I
right.
got it. And so if you're in that condition and you haven't been sanctified and you haven't been blessed by God, Dr. Reggie is the one to come to.
Oh,
he
my
can
God,
help
bless
you. Sanctify and set you apart and help you become holy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen
and amen. And amen. Thank you so much, Brenda. You're an angel. You have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Have a blessed weekend and a sanctified weekend.
I will, and you will, and that is the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
I hear you, because I can hear real good.
Okay.
My ears are so good.
I said, thank you for blessing us this morning.
Oh, honey, you've been blessed because I've been watching you come and go, and I've been with you in spirit every time you come to Mr. Mike. Mr.
All
Mike
right.
is my friend.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Michael the Angel. He's
That's
the
right.
Archangel of High, and we're talking through him now into
Amen.
The atmosphere. And
yes.
I praise God over all those that are speaking the truth, not the half-truths,
and
because
so
the
it
half-truths
is.
Lead
and
us in the
so
wrong
it
way.
Is.
And so
and
it is.
So it
and
is.
And so it
Amen.
Is. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you,
yes.
sweetheart. And I will come on your show anytime. You just call out in the atmosphere, and God will send the message to me.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I love it.
Thank you,
right.
sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow, that's just so awesome. Let's go to Diane. Hey, Diane, how are you this morning?
What a show. Dr. Reggie,
yes.
Brenda is, everybody, what a way to wake up. I'm loving your show so much. You teach the truth and you can feel it in the bones.
Oh, my God. Bless your heart. It is. You are an angel. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
I have a normal question now that everybody, if I could. I would like to know, I sell real estate, Dr. Reggie.
Uh-huh.
And I went on a listing appointment yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the lady I know socially with the dogs, and now she's considering doing business, and she seems extremely demanding. And she's reaching for a lot, and I'm very giving and generous, but I can be taken advantage of also
mm-hmm.
because sometimes I'm not that strong. And I'm wondering if my lesson in this specific, I was ready not to take it. And, you know, I still have time. I'm thinking about it. I'm working up numbers because it's a very expensive house. And and she wants a lot for it. I mean, you know.
Wow.
She wants a lot of attention from me. She wants me to add a lot of money. She wants a reduction in the commission, which is all fine and dandy, but I don't know if she comes from a good place is what I'm trying to figure out. She happens
mm-hmm.
to be an attorney. And to me, not that I'm afraid of attorneys, but their personalities are different than a spiritual person to me.
Right.
And in your insight, do you think I'm doing the right thing to work with this lady, or do you think maybe...
I do. You know what happens with her? She, I guess she's created a pattern for herself, and she called for a home, a special home, the house of my dreams or whatever. And sometimes
right.
these places are very expensive, and the channels are there, but you know what? The channels are open for you and ready for you, and you'll find it easily and find it peacefully to work with this woman. You are prepared to make many happy memories for any home that comes up on the market or go out from the market, and you're ready to enjoy your many good times and everybody else's security and serenity and joy. And so it is.
Interesting. And I'm up against another agent because she's interviewing two of us.
Uh-huh.
And do you see if she'd prefer to use myself or if she and I have a partner, so it'd be myself and my partner.
Okay.
Or do you feel she'll go with another realtor?
What's the person's first name?
Christine.
Now she's the real estate the agent?
No, she's the lady selling her home. I don't
okay.
know who the other real estate agent
okay.
is.
Okay, you said person selecting you and somebody else. Okay,
oh,
Christine.
My partner, Sherry. I have a partner, my business partner, Sherry. It's
okay,
Diana
well, Sherry's a good person. Christine is not a bad person, but the energy of Christ in her, that's what it means, the energy
oh.
of Christ, female energy of Christ. And it may not seem like it. You go, oh, my God, is that it? No, it's crazy. But you know what? Many people are drawn to what they're drawn to. And you are drawn to the energy of dealing with these houses and selling the house and making it happy and enriched for everybody involved. And you know what? You and Sherry, is that her name?
Yes.
She's going to be, it's going to be a good partnership and a very peaceful and rich partnership. And not because of the money, but because of the joy that the house is going to bring for anybody involved in it and involved in your business. There's an arc of light over you and Sherry that deals with intention, integrity, and truth. And you sell with meaning and sell with purpose, not to sell if the person is not happy, not just because I'm stealing another dollar or putting another dollar in my pocket. No. I'm bringing joy for housing and for shelter and for peace of mind on all fronts, you, Sherry, and the real estate. And even for Christine, even if there's opposition, you'll find peace. And I believe so it is.
Wow.
Okay. I like that. I like that. So,
okay.
You made me feel better because when I woke up, I was feeling negative about it. And now,
don't feel
know,
negative. No, only feel the good things coming out.
But
there's
right,
a reason you're doing it in the first place.
Oh, yeah. There is a reason. That always a reason. Okay. So then you feel that she will choose us. And
I do. I do feel good about
it. You know, okay, good. Because it costs me thousands of dollars to invest. And I don't
mm-hmm.
like that gamble if I feel, you know, it's, she's not going to want it. She'll end up saying, I don't get enough money. I don't want to sell it. So that's.
But you're saying all the things that you don't want. And that's not how you
okay.
project this. You want to say
you're
what
right.
you do want. What you want to do is this. You know what? I see this house selling, and I see the fairness on equal grounds for me, Sherry, and Christine. I see everything going well. When she's complaining and she's not sure, that makes me much more sure of myself and my harmony and the good things happening for all of us. And it will turn out financially and in reverence for everybody involved.
Mm.
Everybody involved. Because that's all you see. When the more she complains, the more you trust. The more she complains, the more you trust. And watch what happens.
That.
Your trust will override her fear.
Mm.
Boy, it's good. Good stuff.
That's good stuff.
The show.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You and Sherry are a blessing for Christine. And that's what you have to hold on to. That's what Dr. Reggie is saying. Know that you and Sherry are being brought to Christine to bless her.
Yes.
That her house gets sold, and it gets sold for a good value, despite the market.
Right. That's
in
what
spite
I told
of.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, Christine, I will create in our power anything that's doable, anything you want, I create because it's power of thought. And she's very, believe it or not, she understood what I said because
I know she did.
Wow.
You know what you were doing? You spoke to her soul.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm so glad. So then that even made me feel better. Oh, I'm so happy I called you. I am.
Oh, my God. I am so glad, too.
It just made me see it the way I needed to see it and reminded
yes.
What a good day. All right, my love. I thank
okay.
you so much.
We thank you, too, and we love you, too, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Keep us posted, okay?
I promise. I'd love
All right.
to.
Okay.
Take care.
Dr. Reggie, we're going to take one more call this morning.
Okay.
Good morning. This is my friend from Maryland. How are you this morning? Come on.
I don't hear anybody.
0411. Are you there?
Oh, no.
Is that Cody?
No.
This is Anthony. How you doing?
Anthony. Hey, you said Maryland. I said, okay.
Yeah, where's the country? 301 area code. Where you're
right.
In the nation's capital. Obama's country, right?
That's right.
Four more years.
That's right.
Good.
That's true.
It's always a pleasure. And I'll be remiss if I didn't come on.
Oh.
Share with you. And Dr. Rich, I want to say this. And I tell people all the time, I say, this brother here is blessed. When God gives him insight, he has insight. You
Amen.
Know what you shared with me last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has I believe it has come to fruition.
Yes.
And because I believe it would, and it has.
Yes, that's the whole key.
And I am so thankful, so grateful. So
I am too.
To
have I am too.
Friends like you are to just share the abundance that God has shared with me. I tell you, I've been so blessed since we started this journey.
Yes.
Almost a year ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Imagine how time has flown.
I know.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And I have been truly blessed by your presence. Your union has blessed so many. And folks are having fun on this talk show.
I mean, really they are having fun. Oh, my God. Brenda made me laugh. She's a wonderful joy. They all are. Everybody's a beautiful spirit.
Yes,
all the callers have a beautiful spirit. They are.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And that's what we want, joy and laughter and happiness.
Yes.
Good for the soul. Good
yes, it is. It is the soul.
It's a healing in it. And I'm so thankful, and I love both of y'all very much.
Well, we love you, too.
I'm looking forward to coming to Atlanta.
Okay.
All right, now. We'll see. Hope you come. Are you coming through the holidays, you think?
Yes, after Thanksgiving. This is a tradition here at Thanksgiving that we spend it at my grandmother's. And, of course, my birthday is the day before Thanksgiving, the 21st. So I'm being the oldest grandchild. I'd be remiss if I didn't spend over my grandmother because she would be looking for me and say, where's Anthony?
Right.
Yeah, my mother's mother. Yep. But after that, I'll be free, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Anthony. I see a lot of numbers I haven't seen in a long time on Circles of Prosperity.
Wow.
Wow. Let me just chop in here. They may not talk to me, but I want to let them know I see them here. If you heard a beep, it's me talking to you. 9660. Is this Donna? Hello? Area code 404. Okay. Well, I recognize that number, and I hadn't seen you in a while. Last four digits, 9660. I just wanted to tell you hello.
Oh.
I know. They won't say hi back, but it's okay. Good morning, 0533. I haven't seen you in a while. Let's see.
You're busting them out. Some people feel like they're...
They won't say hello. Anyway, listen, I love all of you. Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our closing prayer?
Yes. I thank you, God, and I summon energy and will for great powers within me to bless everybody who listens today on this phone. I am energized and I am refreshed. My mind is relaxed and calm. Everybody else who listens to us is blessed. And they're sanctified by your energy. They see clearly and deeply, and ideas flow to them easily. And their will is all-powerful. Their body and mind and spirit are working together to help them accomplish that which they will. I send it out of myself to them and bless them in my light and love and peace. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Listen, I am so glad that you joined us today on Circles of Prosperity for Oracle Friday. And thank you so much, Brenda, for joining in with us and sharing that beautiful, loving spirit. Oh, God. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And speak and create the life of your dreams. It's all there for you. God bless you. God bless you.